Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's rock and roll, ladies and gentlemen, from the What's On Your Mind studios along I-29, just south of the 9429 exchange. This is a What's On Your Mind Monday edition.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
USA, baby.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Coming to your radio speakers or your smartphone.
I was born by God's dear.
Your desktop from the legendary voice of the Northern Plains.
An extraordinary place.
550 K-Fire.
For the stars and stripes.
AM 1100, the flag.
And the eagle flies.
The 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley.
The big old land.
Booming to the Bakken from KTGO 1090 on your radio dial and KLTC on the Western Edge. Glad to have you along on the program today. Two topics I'd like to tackle with comments. Welcome on the air by calling us at 701-258-0550, or you can text an answer to these questions, 701-237-1590. And they're really different. On the Richter scale of life, this first one isn't exactly life or death by any stretch, but part of the quality of life, living where we live, is a concert every now and then, a state fair every now and then, a Red River Valley fair, and the Kid Rock show has caused quite the controversy. I saw your comment early on, Todd, as saying basically, get all the facts before you're sort of weighing in here, because there was a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking on this thing.
You know, people tend to like grab on to something they see on online or something and think, I just read, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes people just jump a little too quickly.
Yes, it's sort of the nature of social media these days. Kevin, you have some interesting thoughts on this as someone that's been all but a roadie for so many of these acts over the years. Yeah. Here's what
I was a roadie for myself for about 15 years. So.
Yeah. Been there, done that. And one thing I will say here, I think in retrospect it looks like an error for them to have canceled the concert when they canceled it. From everything I can read between the lines, Ward County Sheriff and the fair, This decision was solely with Kid Rock and the producers, if you will, the people that put on the show.
Yep.
And your point is that's the way it should be, right?
Well, I guarantee you one thing. The band never takes canceling a show where you're set up already lightly. That's their paycheck. That's, you know, and they're guaranteed, depending on the deal. But, yeah, they're going to be the last ones to say, and I know they're going to be looking at the radar, they're going to be looking at everything, they're going to ask whoever and read it all, and then the band's going to make that decision. No one's, unless they literally they're told you're not going to play. But at that point, they would say, of course we're not. It's ridiculously bad out here. There's lightning, whatever.
Well, this is one issue that I think some people are questioning.
Here's the thing, though.
But can I just say, I just want to set the stage here a little bit. There was a tornado warning.
Right.
In the region, okay?
No chance then. Not happening.
But that was at what, Todd, 9 o'clock? That was
not positive exactly what time.
It was considerably earlier, and it was going a different direction. Okay, I just want to set the stage there. The actual decision was not made until 10:30, and by that time the winds were like 8 to 10 miles an hour.
And
the midway was still going after the show was ended, and all that. Just want to add a little context.
I don't know if that's the case, but I do know that they always err on the side of precaution because those stages, those truss stages that are temporary. They set them up, and then they call it tarp them. They tarp them. They put the covers on them. Well, when those covers get put on them, if there's a big wind, that's just a big kite or a big parachute. I mean, it'll twist the stage up and just take it away. And when you realize the stage isn't the money, it's all the gear down below and the speaker arrays that hang from them. And there's millions of dollars worth of gear there, not to mention lives of fans and the band. So they always tend to be gun-shy, especially after that thing in Canada about 10 years ago where Gary Allen got all of his gear ruined. And
the thing in Indiana
was terrible. Two people died.
Yeah.
No, and I don't know. I wasn't there, but
changes forever how you think about whether to cancel or not, though.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it very much does.
Texter says, I wanted to get in before the pearl clutchers regarding the Kid Rock concert. I was there. There were two gusts of wind after Night Ranger finished. There was lightning, and I think most people were all right with waiting the lightning out, which we did. It was only after the lightning quit and the wind slowed to a whisper that they canceled the concert. We sat there for 2 hours during the supposed storm and watched as the rides kept going, wondering what the heck was going on. There were hour-long waits for the bathroom and concessions. I had no idea the concert venue was that third rate. Given the abhorrent facilities and the fact that all the weather had left the area when they quit on us, it's amazing the crowd didn't behave worse. Not condoning the actions, but I fully understand the frustration. This became a national story.
Yeah, I saw the video. A buddy of mine was there. He sent me a video he took. Some guy rushed, got up on stage, and they tackled him.
Yeah.
You know, I.
What else happened, Todd? A few people throwing beer bottles?
Yeah, There was a lot of that.
A lot of bottles being thrown. I kind of wonder, was it just, did it just take forever to get communicated to the crowd that it was canceled and the decision was made? And, Kevin, you've been there plenty of times. I mean, isn't that normally something that happens pretty quickly or might?
Make that call as soon as you can. But, you know, if it calmed down, if they were still set up, you know, the video I saw, they were throwing stuff up and guys' techs were already on the stage pulling mic cords. So I wasn't sure if, you know, that went pretty quick. And once they start pulling mic cords, then the teardown has begun. And then once the teardown starts, that's it. We're done. There's no going back to it because they're just not going to be able to do it.
Yeah. What time did Kid Rock tweet out, I'm so ticked or whatever, we have to cancel the show? Wasn't that like shortly before it was announced?
Yeah, and here's the other thing too, guys. If insurance placates all of this, if there's a storm within a certain distance, it'll say if there's a, you know, this, if there's a warning or a watch, depending on what, blah, blah, blah. And if you'd make the decision to play when you're going against what you're, you know, what all your gear and all your lives are insured for an outdoor show like that, then you risk being, you know, having your insurance canceled or nulled on that, if anything happens. So they always will go, now, if we're in such a time or within a startup, they just call it. This is what it is.
Texter says, so pissed off we could, this is a Kid Rock.
I get it.
This is Kid Rock, sorry. Kid Rock texted at 11:55 p.m. So pissed off we could not play for a sold-out crowd tonight in Minot because of high winds. I know it sucks, but none of us can control Mother Nature. Please be safe leaving and take care of each other. Kid Rock. Which seems like a proper response for, like, the 9 o'clock weather, but a little odd at 11:55.
And from what I hear about Kid Rock and the guy that he is, he will find a way to come back and play Minot for, even if it's not at the stadium. He'll find a way to make that show up.
Hust Fest, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. Bring him in for Hust Fest. I love it. Perfect. You know, yeah, they still try hard to you know, do what they can.
But anyway, it's
tough.
It's not life or death in the Richter scale of life, but I get it. And I also hate to see the national media stuff. I see Bo Snerdly tweeted something, riot, fans riot in North Dakota after Kid Rock canceled concert. That's a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah, if you get a story, you got to overblow it or else, right?
Yeah.
You know what else I didn't realize? Because based on so many of the tweets and Facebook posts and stuff, that there's a K in Night Ranger? I didn't know that.
That was really weird, too, I know.
True story, we went to we had tickets to Guns N' Roses at the L.A. Forum in 1990 when they were at the top of their game. We waited 4 hours after the opening band played.
Weather?
We were inside. Inside at the Forum, waiting 4 hours.
Why?
Almost till midnight because Axl was having an issue or something. 4 hours later, they came out and said, sorry, folks, the show's canceled. I'm surprised I'm surprised the Forum didn't burn down that night.
Yeah, no kidding.
We were on the side of the stage up in the stands, and I said, let's get out of here right now. Because it started on the floor, and it was not good. So, yeah, I get it.
Yikes.
I totally get it.
Texter says alcohol was a factor, it sounds like. Now, with Kid Rock or with this quote-unquote riot?
With the crowd, okay. Sure. They had Night Ranger to warm up.
Some people suggested that Kid Rock has been in an inebriated state before and canceled a concert. Is that folklore?
Yeah, no, that's true.
Okay.
Well, yeah, he's been pretty hammered at a couple of them, I see.
And I think with insurance, they get paid either way, usually.
Yeah, it depends on the depends on the contract.
And
usually,
probably same thing with the thing.
Oh. And that's another thing too. If they have a rain clause in there, and they can justify the rider and you know what defines justifies a canceling of a show, they can still get paid.
Yeah, and tornado warnings within fair proximity, even though it's going the other way, probably would check that box.
Well, and everything is everything's on time too. The minute you start a show at 11 or 12 o'clock, now you're late for everything that's going to maybe happen the next day or whatever your tour is,
sure,
wherever you're going. So. It all ties in.
Different question, different topic, and I think one that is on the Richter scale of life, as we say, just a little more important. This is sort of closed circuit to corn farmers, and I'd love either for you to call or to text your answer to this. As a corn farmer that obviously would benefit from a Fufeng investment in Grand Forks corn milling plant, now, never mind the fact that somebody else could ultimately start a corn milling plant. If this pencils out, it makes sense, and some say that the Corn Belt continues to move north, and that's where the future is going. But I have a question for corn farmers specifically. Yes or no, would you be okay selling corn to a Chinese-owned, CCP-owned corn milling plant? I want to hear specifically from corn farmers on this. There's a lot of data out there. There's a lot of concerns about this, but I want to just drill down on that question a little bit. Call us, 258-0550. Text us, 237-1590. Calls, questions, comments, welcome on What's on Your Mind.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
We're brought to you today by our friends at Newsmax. Some breaking news. Famed political strategist Dick Morris says Donald Trump is running for president. Few people know President Trump better than Dick Morris. For years, he served as a top advisor to Donald Trump. And Dick Morris has a new bestseller out this week. The book is called The Return, and it reveals Trump's secret plan for 2024, his real reason for running, and his coming surprise announcement. Dick says Trump still faces three threats, but Biden can never be reelected. Newsmax says you must read The Return this year. It's already an Amazon number one bestseller. If you want to see Trump's plan, Dick Morris shares it. Big media, big tech, and the deep state want to stop Trump. But The Return shows Trump will triumph. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere or see the free offer from Newsmax and save almost $28. Go to TheReturn911.com. That's TheReturn911.com. TheReturn911.com.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
This is the part of the program we should warn you could make you hungry.
You always do this.
Okay, right?
Fine, go ahead.
Scallop potatoes or meatloaf, sound good?
Got me.
Petra Serve USA, Cafe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience, Valley City location today. Meatloaf or scallop potatoes. Little goulash in Harwood today. Beef noodle, 12 to 9.29. Chicken fettuccine or stuffed peppers, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Not little teeny peppers. They're ginormous peppers. They're so good. Oh, my gosh. Swedish meatballs, downtown NP Avenue. Chicken fried steak in Glendon. Sloppy Joe's in Euland. Lasagna at the 45th store. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Telephone number to weigh in on the program on any and all of these issues. 701-258-0550. Where they write to cancel the concert at the State Fair Friday night. Yes or no? Closed circuit to our friends in the farm and ranch world that stand to benefit from a corn milling plant in Grand Forks. It's Chinese owned. Knowing that the agriculture world is a world market. It is a world market. You have a problem with the Chinese owning it, would you sell to the Chinese? Just want to know. Text us at 701-237-1590 or call us 2580550. Caller from Mandan, from Minot, it says Sandon, is that right?
Correct, yep.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was at the concert there, and the whole problem with it is there was no communication. Everybody fully expected Skid Rock to come on because you could see that there was some weather north of town, but at the grandstand there, you're blocked by trees. The grandstand itself, you really can't see that far. There was a couple small little bursts of wind when that front went north, but the problem with the whole deal is that when you disrespect people's time that way, when you leave them hang out and don't communicate with them, and then 2 hours later you call the concert off, yeah, people are going to get a little bit upset because they've got other. If you're going to do it, call it off. I don't believe right. for a second it was a last minute deal.
That's a fair point. I think
very.
In every 15 minutes, hey, we're watching the weather. You know, we'll keep you posted here. No final decision made yet. Update people. Talk to them. Come on. Be North Dakota nice for crying out loud. And I don't know who's that on. I mean, to me, that's the fair. You're hosting these people. They paid money to come to your fair.
Yes, talk that would to be me. The promoter.
Talk yep. to me.
Yep, that would be the promoter.
Let me know what's going on. I think Santa makes a very fair point.
Yep, no doubt.
And add a little context in there. Texture says, not a farmer, but no on the Chinese plant. What I'm trying to get at is if you are a corn farmer, you stand to benefit from another place to sell your corn. And we're always going to have, like soybeans right now, huge market in China. So we like selling our goods to them without question. Now, to me, when they actually own infrastructure here, it's a little different deal. And I'm going to play in a little bit. A panel that took place on Fox News on Friday. And I don't know how you can hear that panel and not think, why are we even debating whether it's okay for the Fufang majority owned by a CCP member to own a chunk of infrastructure that close to the Air Force base? They just shut down a project in Washington, D.C., that the Chinese were trying to build something, a very tall structure. And somebody went, wait a minute, why do they want to be building a tall structure? Might they be using to intercept communications? Isn't that convenient? But farmers are the ones who stand to benefit from additional buyers, so I want to know, hey, I'm okay with it. More ways to sell my corn. Or hard stop, no way, no how. Well, corn poll. For corn farmers today, 237-1590 or call us 258-1590. Marion Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, regarding that concert up in Minot, that, there was a whole lot more to the facts that set that crowd off than just that concert being canceled. First off, they let the warm-up group, Night Ranger, play through already severe weather. They didn't call the concert, that particular portion of the concert, when lightning was clearly striking around them in the area. There's a gravel pit about a mile or 2 miles east of the fairgrounds, and people could see the gravel being stucked up in columns up into the sky, which indicated something was going on. They didn't call the concert then or have the people in the stands move to safety. There was an issue with men's bathrooms. They couldn't, and they weren't allowed to go outside to use the men's bathrooms because there was some just like 10 feet beyond the fence, because if you left, you couldn't come back in, which I don't understand, because if you go to a concert anywhere, you can leave the building and come back. All you have to do is present your ticket. And then there was another issue as far as tickets are concerned, and this isn't the fair management's fault, but people were having lots of problems getting e-tickets to show on their phone. So the best guess there is that the
cell phones
in the same area, too many cell phones in the same area trying to do the same thing and eating up the bandwidth. So, I mean, obviously that they had no control over. But over and above that, once they were inside, like I said, they weren't allowed to leave.
That's stupid. That's just plain stupid, right? Yeah. Go ahead.
Right, exactly. So then my sister was up there last night. She has a handicapped husband. She discovered that two rows of the handicapped parking have been done away with. One has been made into motorcycle parking, and the other one has been converted over for camper parking, and they aren't running any shuttles. And another person that I know was up there and said they were told to park about four blocks away, and there was no shuttle service either, and my sister said there was people sitting there on golf carts or driving around, but they weren't picking anybody up and taking them any place. And the ones that were driving the golf carts, she said a good share of them were sitting on their phones either talking or playing games. So there was Kid Rock's concert being canceled was like the frosting on the cake. If they'd have let those people go out into the midway or whatever, they had a whole lot less drunk people on their hands. And so the people are riled up. They've had an opportunity to drink more and get drunk.
Yep.
And then they put the frosting on the cake and everything went south. I don't blame Kid Rock. I blame fair management.
I think that's very fair, Mary, for the reasons you've just described here. I really do. Number one, communicate. You're hosting this event. These are your guests. Talk to them. Number two, get somebody in there with two brain cells that can go, let's problem solve here. Who cares if some people sneak back in that weren't supposed to get there? Let these people go to the bathroom. Let them leave and come back. I mean,
well, and on that note, I've been around a couple of festivals where the supposed people that knew what they were doing in charge had no clue. They never dealt with crowds that size, never had an idea. When it all goes south, it's we shoulda, coulda, woulda. Hindsight's always 20/20, but, man, you got to know what you're doing.
Yeah. Mary, appreciate the call and good insights. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You as well. More after this.
Good rundown.
Attention farmers, harvest season is right around the corner. Don't let a lack of storage slow down your operation. We have over 50 broad grain bins in stock. But don't wait, they will go fast. We also offer repair and maintenance services to damaged and existing bins. Our team will make sure that you have the best storage solutions to keep your farm moving at full speed. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All full-time police officers, including the chief, have quit in Kinley, North Carolina, about a 50-minute drive southeast of Raleigh. Cops say the new town manager has created a hostile work environment. Let's get an update from the Oak Fire in Central California as of late last night.
I want to give you guys the latest on where we're at with the fire. The current acreage is 15,000 603 acres. We have 0% containment, and we're still actively working on getting more and more.
The news of Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan has sparked threats from Beijing and concerns among Biden administration officials that the dispute could spiral out of control. The Chinese foreign ministry said China would take, quote, forceful measures, end quote, if the visit occurs, and communicated privately to the United States that a military response was possible. USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Now more than ever, support companies and organizations that share your values. Why wouldn't you? Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. You switch to Patriot Mobile now, you'll get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Two quick calls, then John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment on What's on Your Mind. Andrew in Bismarck, go ahead, you're up.
Hi, thanks for having me on. So I was there, part of the class, Minot High 1992 reunion, bunch of us went. Sitting outside listening to Night Ranger. Buddy had a ticket. I didn't. He was going to go in for Kid Rock. Didn't happen. We went to the beer gardens and Bismarck Mandan's own Frantic Anarchy, you know, really good cover band, is set up in the beer gardens. You know, so they were supposed to play right when the Kid Rock concert was over. So when they canceled it, Frantic Anarchy starts playing. You know, they play for a couple hours deep into the night. If there's such a threat, why do they let everybody stay in the beer gardens and let Frantic Anarchy do their thing? So that would be a question I don't have an answer to.
It kind of goes back, Kevin, to the level of equipment and,
It could be apparatus around. Could be Kid Rock was hammered by that time and he couldn't play. I don't know. Again, I don't know all this stuff, but I can just tell you from, from an insurance promoter, artist standpoint, there's certain things with insurance that if this happens, then you just can't do it. And once they call a show, it's called. And the failure here was to talk to you guys and say, hey, guys, insurance is not going to let us go. We have a storm too close to us.
We're watching the weather.
Yeah,
we're trying to get this
done. They should have been out there every second. Having done years of stage announcing, I can tell you, I do not want to deal with an angry crowd. I want to be up front with everybody.
And 2 hours
and we need to be out
a long to make
no one's out there saying anything to you guys. That's terrible.
More and more about this, I just think the fair owns this.
Yeah, they should.
To your point, Kid Rock makes a decision.
Yep.
The band production team makes a decision. But the communication here is horrible.
Right.
And if I were the state fair, I'd come out and say, hey, we were left in the dark. We didn't. Yeah, exactly. Fred in Fargo wants to weigh in on the China question. Go ahead, Fred. You're up and what's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Scott. My uncle, he does grow corn. I was up there helping him bale hay this weekend, but I don't grow corn specifically. But my take on it was, we were talking about it, if China's willing to spend money in rural white areas, I think that we should let them. The federal government's not doing anything. And, you know, that brings me to why I called. I'm calling to update everyone on the Jupiter Paulson case. And that's another thing to do with incentives. You know, if nobody's going to help the Paulson family, nobody's surprised he's reaching out to pro-white groups like the National Justice Party. But the update I had for everyone, there's more nonsense going on, Scott, here. Just this last weekend, Robert, the father, the mother of Jupiter Paulson, and Peter Tess, the pro-white advocate helping the guy, have all been served with subpoenas by the defense and the prosecution. Nobody really knows why. This fella is on tape murdering this young girl. They don't need to be harassing the parents, as far as I'm concerned. This is an effort of political repression. They don't want Rob speaking out and telling everyone that the prosecution's not doing the best job.
Got it, Fred. We got a guest waiting, so I'm going to have to just pause it there, but I appreciate you calling. Interesting, what I'd like to ask your uncle, related back to the China question, when you're saying China investing in rural America is a good thing, does that include near an Air Force base? Again, I think the fact that a corn milling plant is chosen for Grand Forks is less surprising, given the way the Corn Belt's moving to the north, than the fact that that decision came after an intelligence surveillance reconnaissance mission was announced for the base, that we have a Space Force now. Again, contrast that with the story CNN's doing right now about a building they're trying to build in Washington, D.C. to be the highest building so they could use their signal capture. This is what they're up to. Again, I think we're linked in an agriculture world market. We're linked. And I understand selling soybeans there, etc. My question is, when you talk about sensitive infrastructure, letting them anywhere near there, to me, is a hard stop. John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment here with us on What's on Your Mind. You can watch him on our social media on the live stream, or you can just sit back and listen to him right here. John, welcome back. How are you?
Doing fine, Scott. Great to be with you. By the way, Scott, yet to answer your question, honestly, I'm working from home today. I may finally have caught COVID. I don't know. Either that or it's just a cold, but one or the other. If my voice sounds a little raspy, that's the reason why.
Well, that seems to be the latest strain. Talked to a lot of people with a sore throat and raspy voice that ended up testing positive for COVID, but it's generally about your typical cold symptoms. Seems to clear out in a couple of days.
So, Scott, my wife caught this first. She got it 3 or 4 days before I did. Then I got it. She tested positive for COVID, and I tested negative. So, it's like,
who knows, right? Yeah, exactly.
Who knows? All I know is I got a cold.
Right.
If you get a fever and a rash, John, know you have monkeypox.
Right, yeah, there you go.
You know what? I don't think I'm in a high-risk group for monkeypox.
I don't think you are either. None of us are, yeah.
And this is a thing that doesn't get reported on. There's ways to avoid monkeypox that are pretty clear. John, I wanted you to weigh in on this question of the Chinese investment in Grand Forks. They've been working towards a process of owning a corn milling plant, which is a very short proximity and actual physical distance to the Grand Forks Air Force Base. And there are a number of folks from Marco Rubio and Senator Kramer, Rubio on intelligence, Kramer on armed services, as well as Mark Warner, also on intelligence, Tom Cotton, who are saying hard stop. Where maybe 10 years ago this wasn't a thing, given the Chinese increase in spying. There's a story in CNN right now. It's fascinating about how they're using rural cell phone towers around Air Force bases and other military installations in rural America to do signal capture. So you sort of have this unique dynamic where you're linked with China in the ag world and a world market, and they need our products. At the same time, we don't want them anywhere near our military secrets. Where do you come down on this one?
You know, it's interesting, Scott, because it's not only these particular issues of Chinese buying up certain elements of infrastructure. It's broader than that. I mean, we have the Democrats trying to shift us onto a wind and solar energy fueled economy, when not only the wind turbines and the solar panels, but the raw ingredients, the minerals you need for those and for batteries and much else, is all coming out of China. I'm all for free trade, and if we want to sell them our soybeans, hallelujah. And if it's cheaper to make some of our trinkets and whatnot, our widgets over in China, that's fine with me. But there are a number of elements where national security comes into play. And some of the things that we're doing are just downright stupid. And we should not turn our future. We should not turn our economy, and we should not turn our national security over to the Red Chinese, which it's increasingly clear are really a hostile power. And so I haven't studied the Grand Forks issue, the Air Force Base issue in any detail, Scott. What I would say is that if Tom Cotton and Kevin Cramer and Marco Rubio think it's a problem, then I think it's a problem. Those are guys that I have a high level of confidence in, and national security has got to come first.
Yeah, and situational ethics are difficult in a case like this where you sort of say, oh, you know, they own this and they own that and everything else. We're in a new world. We are in a new world, and the Space Force is your latest example. When the ISR mission was announced in Grand Forks, I was there for the announcement, the commander of the Grand Forks Air Force Base said there's three reasons this is happening, this ISR mission, because of a threat from China, China, and China. I mean, this is real. This is the 100-year war strategy they've been playing out for a long time, isn't it?
Well, I think it is, Scott, and they are way ahead of us in terms of looking into the future, planning strategically, figuring out a policy and sticking to it year after year after year. And one of the problems, Scott, is that it's harder for the average citizen to understand some of these issues than it used to be. You know, 60, 70, 80 years ago, if the Japanese were building up a navy, you could count ships, you could count battleships, you could count destroyers. If the Germans were building up their army, you could say, well, look, they got a million-man army. Look, they got all these Panzer tanks. You know, I mean, the average person could understand that. One of the problems is that so much of the threat to our national security going forward is really high tech. It's not how many men can march down the street in Red Square with rifles on their shoulders. That's not the threat anymore. The threat is really cyber warfare. The threat is high technology. The threat potentially is space. And those are harder things for the average person to understand. And so I think leaders in our government and in places like the Senate, the individuals you mentioned, have got to come out and make an effort to explain to the rest of us why some real estate purchases by the Chinese are fine. They want to buy a cornfield. Okay, buy a cornfield. Others can impact our national security because it's not that easy for the average person to understand.
John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment, now AmericanExperimentND.org, is expanding into the great state of North Dakota and obviously doing work here. What's next for the center in North Dakota, John?
Scott, we are going to launch a major campaign supporting the petroleum industry in North Dakota. A little bit like what we did for mining in Minnesota back in 2018. I mean, the petroleum industry does so much for North Dakota, and for whatever reason, it's kind of shy about really sticking up for itself. And so we have in the works a high-quality video talking about the benefits, economic and otherwise, of that industry to the state of North Dakota. We're going to put up some billboards just to let the oil and gas people know that there is somebody who is on their side and understand the benefits that they confer on the state. And then we've got much, much more in store going forward. Yeah, go to our website, AmericanExperimentND.org. It's live now. It's active. A lot of good stuff there.
Always appreciate the time. Thank you very much, and looking forward to that campaign, because I think we take it for granted. Oil and gas industry economic benefits literally touch every corner of North Dakota. Water projects, roads, bridges, education. And we have something called the Legacy Fund here, where dollars are set aside that really should just be called the Oil Fund, because it's literally, you know, funds that are populated into that that allow us to have a pot of money set aside, knowing that, you know, oil and gas are not going to be here for forever. There's a finite move. So to keep that revenue stream going, and a good point. I think the idea of billboard campaigns, video campaigns, radio campaigns, just to remind people of the investment by this industry and what comes back, is a great approach. Thanks, John. Appreciate the time.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Great to be with you.
AmericanExperimentND.org. AmericanExperimentND.org. A panel on this Chinese investment next. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Let's celebrate America all month long at Petco-Serve USA. America t-shirts are $9.99. Great variety. Check those out. Twizzlers, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds in the 5-ounce bag, $1.39. Jack Link's Wild River, 3.25-ounce bag, $4.99. The Ghost Energy Drinks, 2 for $4. And any size, coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, still 79 cents. Wow. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, too. Petco-Serve USA. Just tell them Scott sent you.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, and but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A lot of summer left. One call. Paradise is in the backyard. A splash pool. Finley Osaunas. Now is the time to start thinking about 12 of the greatest health and wellness benefits ever offered on the planet. They come from a Finley Osauna. They're in stock and ready to deliver right now. Hot spring spas, pool tables too, ought to be your first call right now today. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you actually West Fargo, right just a tish to the west into West Fargo off 13th. And the same thing with Hot Spring Spas. In stocks, ready to deliver right now, 12-month, no interest, no payment financing. But use it now, pay later. The absolute best ownership experience, better massage, better water, better energy. There is a big, big difference in hot tubs, in spas. You want a hot spring. Trust me. You want a hot spring. And wellness, you get out better than what you got in. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. You tell them Scott sent you. All right, I'm going to pause on the panel until I get some more calls in here because we have some more folks wanting to weigh in here, including Deanne and Bismarck and James on our concert conversation related to the decision on Kid Rock at the North Dakota State Fair on Friday. Go ahead, Deanne, you're up.
And I did tune in a little late, so I apologize if some of my comments are repeated again. I do agree 100% with you guys. Communication was key. Well, it was not key. They didn't do it. Somebody did come out on stage and said that they were still analyzing the weather, but it was really hard to hear. You know, everybody was making a lot of noise. So even when they came out and canceled the concert, there were people who didn't know what was going on because they couldn't even hear the sheriff talking. But along with that, I think a lot of the frustration, and that somebody else may have said it, was the storm had long passed. And when you see a storm in the distance of lightning, one would assume it's done. The wind came up. They were tying stuff down. The wind later in the evening wasn't near what it was earlier. And then you have rides that go up in the air and the Ferris wheel. All of those things are running. So to use it as a reason, I don't know that I can understand that. And then the sheriff, they blamed the sheriff that it was their call. And then the sheriff came out and said that wasn't us. So just the fact that they...
I don't know who blamed the sheriff. Who blamed the sheriff? I didn't see that. What I saw was the sheriff's statement, and the sheriff's statement couldn't have been worded more carefully to basically said, I was backstage, I waited for the band to make a decision, they made a decision. So, you know, it was very clear to me the sheriff was hearing from Kid Rock and his crew and waited for them to make the decision, they made the decision. He was just waiting for an answer out of them is what I got out of that, Deanne.
And I thought it was the fair board, I guess, that came out and said it was the sheriff's call to cancel it. And then that's why the sheriff came out and said it was not us that made the decision. Whoever's decision it was, I don't know. But somebody blamed the sheriff's department. And that's right. Why they came out and said it was not us. But, and again, I don't know if this is true or not, but somebody had said that at 11 o'clock, the bands are not required, but the fair will incur a fine if they play after 11. The bands have to be, not the beer garden, but the grandstands have to be done by 11. So at most 10:15, 10:30, he could have came out. I wouldn't be surprised if they said you can come out and play or you can't play because we're going to get a fine if you play after 11. So he's like, well, fine, I'm not playing. So just, again, there's no facts that just seem to make sense. And so my thought, and I don't blame Kid Rock. I don't think it was him. I don't, knowing just what I see of him and what you see of him on TV and the crowd that was out there.
Seems like a stand-up guy.
And fly over. Yep. And I flew over to the jet, saw the crowd. I do think it was the fair. I think it was them.
Did you say he flew over the fair and with his jet and saw the crowd?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we were standing in line waiting to get in. I mean, there's so many people. We to even get in the gate into the fairgrounds, we stood in line for probably a half hour. And we saw the jet didn't look like a normal jet you would see around here. And my husband's like, did you see the tail fin? It had a middle finger on it. So we're like, that must be
That's him.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
You guys remember the name Shannon Kerfman. Shannon Kerfman sings in she's one of his backup singers. And she's from Fargo. I mean, she was with him at Weed Fest. So, yeah, but that's his playing.
We've got some folks texting us. They want us to get Kid Rock on. So, Kev, you're on it.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Maybe that would help clear this up.
Maybe if you're Tucker Carlson, you can get him on.
Thank you, Deanne. James and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, James.
Well, the first thing I want to touch on is there was no concern for the safety of the crowd that night. I was there. I've been part of a rodeo association. I served on a rural fire department. I don't know if it's a standard rule. I call it the 20-mile rule, where if there's lightning, severe weather in the area, the people allow it for safety's sake, especially if there's lightning that seems nearby.
Yep.
That night when Night Ranger quit, we could see the storm front coming. Everyone was trying to track down their cell phones. It comes through. The cold front hits. the monitors were blowing in the wind, the speakers are blowing in the wind, the big screen TVs are blowing in the wind. They didn't come out and tell the crowd to back up. They didn't ask them politely, please back out, back up away from the stage. They just let that stuff whip over their heads until they got enough people up on stage to lower it. The weather carried on for 30, 40 minutes, and there was wind, but they never asked anyone to step back. They never asked anyone to back up. On the lack of communication, yeah, they didn't stop saying it.
Yeah. James, I take your point. Appreciate the call. Again, kind of comes back to communication. And
yeah, maybe a little inexperience working there, too, among the key players at the fair. You don't know, but that's a big show.
Yeah.
You can't.
I feel bad for folks who were there, no doubt about it. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, so don't even dream of touching it.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July auctions include 301 acres in Grant County, 65 acres in a farmstead in Barnes County near Valley City, 156 acres of exceptional cropland in Traverse County, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Steele County, 342 acres of very good cropland in Stutzman County, and 276 acres of cropland in Towner County near First North Dakota, and exceptional farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.